You won't find a blue ribbon pie at this Northern California fairgrounds this weekend, but the place will be filled with wall-to-wall music. Here's Merrity Duddleston's take on the Monterey Jazz Festival.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, just the greatest, the king, Louis Armstrong, Satchmo.
Back in 1958, when the Monterey City Council first agreed to redefine its municipal fairgrounds by adding a long weekend of jazz, the organizers looked for big names to headline. How about Dizzy Gillespie introducing Louis Armstrong, who sang and scatted in his signature style?
Good evening, everybody.
A quarter century later, Bobby McFerrin was doing his thing with jazz vocals. He asked the crowd gathered for this West Coast Jazz Festival what they wanted to hear. Take the A train, someone called out.
How does that go again? Hum a few bars.
Monterey, coming after Montreux and Newport, closes out the big three jazz festivals. It's become a 59-year uninterrupted tradition to showcase the art form that constantly surprises, delights, and defies boundaries.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.